As we begin a new semester, a new calendar year, we hear our Lord describing the beginning of a new age, the new age, in Matthew 25. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, I wonder how many of you today are wearing or have with you something that you got for Christmas. How many of you have something? When I was young, that was when there was one TV in the congregation. It was not uncommon for people to go visiting friends and family between Christmas and New Year's. And when a child was greeted by an adult, the child often heard this question, "And what did you get for Christmas?" After a while, you got ready for that question and you were able to rattle off the lists of gifts you received. And that's not all bad, to remember the gifts that you have been given. In Matthew 25, Jesus mentions the gift received, the kingdom inherited. And then he spends the rest of the time talking about the gifts given. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink." And another time he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So maybe I should ask, what did you give for Christmas this year? What we get may certainly bring us joy, but what we give shows our joy. When we give food to someone hungry, it shows that we consider ourselves well supplied and able to share. When we give a drink to some thirsty person, it can show how we were led to the still waters and plenty of it ourselves. If we have opportunity to give clothing or shelter, maybe a ride in a warm car or a Christmas greeting to someone far away or to someone near, maybe to give of our time for a visit to a shut-in, is not that just what the friend of sinners, who is both our Lord and our dearest friend, has done for us? And more. When we give someone a birthday greeting and wish them many more birthdays, we are wishing them life. For we stop counting the number of birthdays when they are no longer living. So, when with our giving we celebrate Jesus' birthdays, counting them with our calendar years, our gifts are proclaiming He is alive. This kind of giving does not depend on receiving thanks, for we have already received life from Him in whom was life, the light of men. And we've already received everything we need for this life richly and daily. Many years ago, a father sought to teach this to his three sons. They lived in an area that received a generous supply of snow every year from the nearby lake. And he asked the brothers to shovel the snow from the sidewalk of an elderly widow who lived up the street from them. And this was how they were to do it. They were to get up early in the morning before the paper boys were out on their routes, before the milkman was out on his route, long before daylight, and go out to shovel when no one would see them. They could expect no thanks, but as the Father knew would happen, God received the thanks of that widow for her unknown benefactors, just as he received her thanks for the benefactors she knew about and could thank. But this kind of giving does not come naturally to us, does it? This is the sort of giving where the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. But because of our sinful human nature clinging to us, as soon as we're aware that we've done something unselfish, our selfish pride taints the gift. So how can we grow in this kind of unselfish giving? Actually, not by concentrating on our giving at all. But you cannot stop concentrating on something unless you give your attention to something else. And our Lord has supplied that something else: the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. That's how it was for the righteous in Matthew 25. The Lord had seen every gift that they had given to him, but they were unaware of any of them. Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?" And so on. Notice they don't ask, "What kingdom?" They were concentrating on the forgiveness and the life, the kingdom that they were receiving from their Savior. So, maybe those adults of years ago were not so far off in asking us to recount what we had received in the name of Christ's birth. And if we spend our whole lifetime noticing the wonderful works of God for us and the marvelous light which He has smiled into our life, we will still be astonished on that day when our gracious Savior invites us to the fullness of Christmas joy. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Hymn 647, the last two stanzas. 647, stanzas 3 and 4.